I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet, they're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom.
Welcome to Naps Chat for Friday, November 2nd. Today, we'll be talking about the upcoming midterm elections, which takes place next Tuesday. That's only 4 days away. We'll be talking about preparing for the upcoming Federal Employees Health Benefits Program open season, which begins on November 12th. And finally, we'll be talking about cost of living adjustments for the Civil Service Retirement System, Federal Employees Retirement System, and Social Security. Those cost of living adjustments take effect next January, that is January 2019. First, Election Day, Tuesday, November 6th. Early voting is over. The political advertising is in high gear. The last election polling has taken place and is tallied. All that's left is the cable news network and, most importantly, your right to vote. Elections shouldn't be decided by the flipping of a coin, which was done in a state legislative election last year. It was a tie vote. Don't let elections result in ties. Your vote counts, and so go out and vote and plan accordingly your day on Tuesday. Over the past week, politics has been whiplashed by a series of political and tragic events. Letter bombs were sent to media personalities, Democratic legislators, and critics of the president. In a Pittsburgh synagogue, an act of domestic, terroristic anti-Semitism resulted in the death of 11 individuals. The administration is highlighting an immigrant caravan, a migrant caravan, that's heading north in Central America towards the Texas border. It's often been said a week is an eternity in politics. Remember, very few people are now talking about the nominating hearing and nomination fight for Judge Justice Kavanaugh. We've forgotten that. We've moved on. There are other political events that have taken place since then, which have resulted in rallies, in demonstrations that are doubling down on the partisan divide in our country. The question is, will we ever be able to recover? Will we ever be able to heal the wounds inflicted by the 2018 election season? Election day is Tuesday. We will find out or get some information based on the returns on that day. So plan your workday accordingly. That will enable you to vote. It's a sacred obligation, and it's your right. The most recent polling data with regard to the upcoming election is that President Trump's approval rating has inched down slightly, and his disapproval rating has risen. Amongst likely and
President Trump
voters,
has an approval rating of 43%. And a disapproval reading of 53%. The question about this election, as is the question about all elections, is who will turn out to vote? Will the voters be motivated by support of the president or by opposition to the president? Will women sort of expand their voting in this election? Will the young come out and vote, which they traditionally do not do in midterm elections? In those states and congressional districts where there is a strong Latino community, will they turn out and vote? All these questions and all these voters will help decide who succeeds and who is elected to Congress and to the United States Senate. Because the midterm elections historically tend to be a referendum on the president. And if the approval numbers, as I just shared with you, are any indication
about what really is taking place in America, that should reflect on the congressional voting patterns and the electoral outcomes. However, due to political geography, Senate elections seem to run counter to that wisdom, since most competitive races are in states that were won by the President of the United States by a wide margin in 2016. For example, in North Dakota, Representative Kramer seems to have widened his lead against Senator Heitkamp. Senator Heitkamp, who is a tremendous champion of the Postal Service and of NAPS members. In Missouri, Attorney General Howley has inched into a lead against Senator Claire McCaskill. Senator Claire McCaskill is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. There were other races which are considered very, very close and highly competitive. We knew that Nevada, Florida, Indiana, and Montana would be tight races, as well as the Senate race in Arizona. However, entering this sort of grouping of competitive races is Texas, Tennessee, and most recently, New Jersey, where Senator Robert Menendez seems to have narrowed his margin in the lead in that state. Democrats would need to pick up 2 seats to secure the majority in the United States Senate. That possibility seems to have slipped away. The President of the United States is campaigning in those states he won by wide majorities, and that he intends to make his popularity in those states an issue, an independent voting issue, on whether or not you vote for the Republican or Democratic candidate in the election. However, the House is quite different, is a different kettle of fish. 73 Republican congressmen are vulnerable to defeat. Only 8 Democrats are vulnerable. So as we, as political pundits and those interested in electoral outcomes, are watching the returns on election night, there are certain things we need to keep a close eye on if we want to sort of speculate whether or not this is a wave election or a ripple election. First is to keep an idea on an eye on those states whose polls close early, that is 6 o'clock in the evening Eastern time. So keep an eye on Kentucky. Particularly, I would keep an eye on the 6th Congressional District of Kentucky, which pits Representative Andy Barr against Amy McGrath, who is a Marine pilot, a former Marine pilot. At 7 p.m., I would keep an eye on Virginia's 10th Congressional District, which is currently represented by Barbara Comstock, who, unlike many of her Republican colleagues, has actually stood up for the postal employees and federal employees and their benefits. She is running against Jennifer Wexton, a state legislator, in a district that is seen to be a bellwether. It's a suburban Washington district.